Well, and this isn't just a Pomona College experience. You know, I've been organizing 10 years in California. Everybody who organizes in California, all of the bosses are Democrats. All of the elected officials are Democrats. A lot of them are ostensibly pro-labor. A lot of them give money to good causes. And they're all trying to fuck you over. When the boss is a liberal, you get a real good view of what liberalism really means. And that is that they're really brutal. They're gonna go after you.
Now, why is that? I mean, they don't have really much to lose, right? I mean, at Pomona College, as you say, they got the chocolate fountain, they got piles of money. It really is no skin off their back to pay a living wage. It doesn't affect them personally. The president isn't going to have to live in a smaller house. No, like, really, nobody is going to have to give up anything tangible. So why is the fight then so intense?
That really does go to the ideology, right, of modern liberalism. We're not talking about New Deal liberalism. They haven't accepted the power of labor because, you know, the social movements have been in decline for so many years. And they believe, they're telling themselves the story, I deserve this. And fundamentally, it was an ideological opposition. And it is in many cases where they really don't think that, you know, the help should get out of line. And they fired a bunch of workers for that reason. They fought us so hard at Pomona, you know, and so many other institutions are fighting so hard when they could just accommodate. I mean, University of California just went through, I think, the fifth strike in a protracted labor struggle, which I've worked on. And, that will actually cost money to resolve the contracts, but it's not just about the money. It is about their desire to crush opposition because why should I be taking, you know, why should I have to take shit from the help? And that's what these rich liberals really believe. And that'll come out, you know.
Well, and so when you began organizing with the dining hall workers at Pomona, I mean, you say you encountered very strong opposition to the point where it took years. Were you surprised at all that you didn't get support from people that you thought you would get support from?
Oh, well, that was, to me, the real harsh lesson, learning lesson, you know, is that the so-called radicals and we had a bunch of them, you know, all the critical studies professors and their students never lifted a finger. I took every different kind of worker, a dishwasher, a baker, a salad lady, a cook, a prep cook, a cashier, each kind of those workers, black workers, brown workers, to talk to the same faculty members over and over who claimed to be anti-capitalist, and they wouldn't sign a petition, they wouldn't come to a rally, they wouldn't do a goddamn thing. And they would tell the workers to their face, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, you're going to lose. That was the extent of the support of the faculty for about the first three, you know, almost the whole campaign is... Not a single one of them would do a goddamn thing, you know, for almost the whole campaign. And these people would go on TV, you know, they would write in their journals, they would write, you know, about the logic of capitalism, they would bring leftists to campus, all of this stuff. And almost none of them would do anything. And that was revealing. It was revealing about, you know, who was going to really support you.
This is why it's so, I mean, almost hilarious to me that the right thinks universities are like radical places that are unseating the social order. I mean, all it really is, I mean, it's no different than a teacher. It's rhetoric. They have radical rhetoric, but in practice, they're some of the most conservative places you'll find, in that nowhere is more devoted to continuing things exactly as they presently are and preserving whatever exists at the moment and fighting tooth and nail against any kind of progressive change.
I mean, I think that that's right. And I think that if you look, I mean, later on, you know, as I've reflected on it, I think that if you listen to the kinds of analysis, the kind of language that these professors use, the kind of the so-called radical politics that they espouse, you know, it wasn't ever radical at all because it is obscure. You can't even understand what they're saying half the time. And it pits people against each other. There's no movement focus. There's very little prescription, or, you know, even things that we should do. You know, it's a lot of navel gazing, right? And it masks something, which is, you know, they're there to collect their paycheck and to get their status.